This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Syria on the BetRivers Network.
Well, hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Serie A podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Week four in Serie A, zero teams with a 100% winning record. It's going to be a tight title race. Plus 200 Inter, plus 300 Milan and Juve, Roma plus 550. Daniele Fisichelli alongside me as per usual. Daniele will be with us over the course of the season. It is shaping up, Daniele, to be a fairly tight title. There's no team with a 100% record after three games in Italy this season.
Well, first time it happens in the last 12 years. So it's a bit of a, you know, something unusual. Not always the teams that has 9 points after three games win the title, because, you know, there were some very unlikely teams back in the years. But, you know, six teams with 7 points after 3 weeks. I think that's a proof once again that it's going to be a very balanced Serie A season. And now, midweek game for the first time, actually for 19 out of 20 teams, because Fiorentina have already played a couple of midweek games in Europa League. Now they need to deal with the rotation, with the changes. And I think we're going to see some very different lineups in these games from Tuesday to Thursday, with an eye on the next round. And there is the Milan derby, of course.
Interesting. Watch out for those team news then. It'd be interesting to see what happens with some of the starting lineups. We're going to kick off here at the Luigi Ferraris and struggling Sampdoria. We've talked about Samp a few times over the course of the season so far. They take on Lazio. Lazio were great against Inter. Just want to start on Samp. What's going on here? They were thumped at the weekend. I didn't see the game. Got to put my hands up here. I just looked at some of the stats here. Were they unlucky to get done for or not? Daniele, tell me.
No, I don't think they were unlucky. They showed no reaction after the first goal from Salernitana, lack of character as well. I mean, they conceded two in the first 20 minutes. Yes, of course, they had chances. They had big chances with Juricic, with Laris, with Caputo. But in the end, you know, it's also the quality of the shots that you produce. They haven't produced enough quality chances. And, you know, the fact that they play only with one striker up front, Caputo, it is telling a bit. Okay, they're a bit unlucky. They've hit the bar and the post four times in the first three games. So I think they should have deserved at least a goal, maybe in two out of three games. But still, no goals for Sampdoria. That's the only team with no goals and only 1 point on the table. A bit of transfer news for them. They go Harry Winks from Tottenham. That's going to be a good addition. Let's see how he adapts to Italian football after 20 years at Spurs. But there are some rumors that they might sell Omar Colley to Mallorca. He's by far the best defender. That would be criminal for them, really, to let him go. Yes, I mean, the home form is not great. And, you know, if they get beaten by teams like Salernitana, that they should be beaten. You know, they should be winning it, really. It could be dangerous for Sampdoria. It is a team that has flirted with relegation for the last couple of seasons. It's going to be a tough one, I think, at Ferraris against Lazio.
Yeah, well, Lazio, as we know, had that massive win over Inter on Friday. A game you called perfectly. Did we have three or four bets across that game? It was absolutely spot on from Daniele when it came to that game. Now, obviously, Samp, big outsiders here at home, plus 300. Lazio, minus 112. Draw, plus 250. Doesn't sound like there's too much value in those prices. We're going to delve into goals and goal scorers. You've got a nice combination bet for us, Daniele.
The pick here, it's goals over 2.5 goals, which doesn't pay amazingly well, but combine it. Who's the most likely to score? Ciro Immobile. So if you put it together, over 2.5 goals and Immobile to score, that gives you a nice plus 170. Go on the betrivers.net. You find the multi-packs backs, and that's where you can find, like, you know, the spicy one, if you like. Because Immobile to score is only minus 110. And why? Because we are talking about a top goal scorer. He has won the Capocannoniere four times in his career. He scored 2 last season against Sampdoria away. He scored a hat-trick against them in Rome in 2020, and he loves playing against Sampdoria, scoring against Sampdoria, but in general, playing against clubs from Genoa. A bit of numbers. He played 18 times against Samp, scored 15 goals across his career. He played 14 times against Genoa, scored 15 goals also against Genoa.
Love
it. And Ammarassi, he scored already 16. So 30 goals against the Genoa team, 16 of them, so more than 50%, they came away Ammarassi. But it's not just a number game. It's also the fact that Lazio showed a very good character, it showed a very good tactical knowledge against Inter. You know, they beaten them 3-1 like last season. And this was a tactical masterclass by Sarri. They prepared the game really, really well. Tight marking, didn't leave Inter enough space. They let them have the ball in their own half. They were really quick on the counter and they knew where to exploit Inter deficiencies, especially on the right-hand side where Denzel Dumfries is not the best marker. And then Milinkovic-Savic, another assist for a goal for Felipe Anderson. 13 assists since the start of the season last year in Serie A. That's the joint record amongst midfielders in the top 5 European leagues. You know, Milinkovic-Savic proving once again. And then Sarri, with his changes in the second half, he proved he has a deep squad, attacking changes, added Luis Alberto, added Pedro. They both scored. So, you know, Lazio to win, I can understand why they're favorite, but be mindful of the changes to the formation. As I said, it's a midweek game. Go for goals. Over 2.5 goals and Ciro Immobile on the score sheet, plus 170.
We like that. A lot of good numbers when it comes to Immobile. I was looking at some of the stats as well, and you reeled off even more. But as you say, it's not just his prowess against those clubs. It's also the fact that the way Lazio are playing, you're right. I mean, tactically, they seem to get things very well. We talked about at the start of the season, you sort of said, look, this could be a team that might get top four. They're plus 400 for a top four finish at the moment. I mean, they've started really well. I mean, there's a long way to go. Would you put anyone off backing them to be a top four finish in Serie A this season?
It's going to be competitive. Look, I think they're going to take it. They're going to improve. In the second season, I think against Sarri, as we said, teams improve. I think they have embedded the 4-3-3 formation much better. They got a deeper squad. It doesn't seem they're going to sell any of the star players. So things are looking brightly. And, you know, if Sarri can manage the talent of Luis Alberto and Pedro coming off the bench, he's got a very deep squad, I must say, as he showed against Inter. So, yeah, things are looking good. The group in the Europa League is not that difficult, apart of Feyenoord, who was the Conference League final last season. So I think they can negotiate that pretty easily and concentrate on the top four challenge.
Immobile, top scorer in Italy this season, plus 500. We've talked about him already. We've talked about Samp going down as well. Their odds are shrinking, plus 250. How worried are you for Sampdoria this season, Daniele?
They need to play more attacking football. I mean, I think they need to get another striker there to partner with Caputo. Quagliarella from the bench is not quite doing it. Gabbiadini come from long injuries. I can't see them really scoring too many goals only with Caputo up front. Quality midfielders, of course, with Juricic, now we go wings, Villar, they go from Roma. But, you know, Sampdoria are in the middle of a transition. You know, there've been talks about a new investors buying the clubs as well. You can tell they've been in turmoil. They haven't done much business. I don't know. I mean, they could scrape it, let's say, but it doesn't look great.
It doesn't look good. I think that there's probably worse teams in the division than Sampdoria, but Sampdoria are not doing themselves any favours at the moment. So bet here, over 2.5 goals, and Mobley to score. If you have a multi-bet on those, we're looking at plus 170 on the Bet Rivers website. You can just go over 2.5 or just Immobile to score if you want to go a little bit safer. But this is the way that we're squeezing a little bit more value out of it. Now then, Juve against Spezia next. This is a Wednesday game. All Wednesday games we're talking about at the moment. We've got one Thursday game that's one of our official bets as well. But Wednesday, one of the later kickoffs in Italy, Juve against Spezia. Not an easy watch at the moment, Juventus. They're minus 360 to win this game. Spezia plus 1,100. We've got to try and squeeze some value out of this one, Daniele. This might not be one to watch. I mean, it might be one to watch. I don't know. How do you see it? I've just seen the bits of the Juventus I've seen this season. They're not necessarily exciting.
Not really. No, 5 points in the table. Probably the points they do deserve. Although They had the game completely controlled in the first 45 minutes against Roma. Perfect start, you know, first kick of the game, Vlahovic scored a free kick, and then they could have had a second, it was disallowed, they could have had more, you know. Even Mourinho said in the first half, Roma were embarrassing. Juventus had them sorted, but then in the second half, what happens? Maybe the physical condition goes down, maybe it's a little bit of a defensive mindset. I don't remember Rui Patrizio making a save in the second half, and in the end, you know, a lot of changes, maybe Allegri had in mind the midweek game, the second strings player came in, we saw Milik, we saw Moise Kean. Still feel that without Di Maria, who's going to be on the sideline for a couple of weeks more, this Juventus side is not very creative, but they showed some guile and some character in the first half, guided by Miretti, the young Miretti, great performance from the start, and he could be the link up between the wide players like Kostic and the middle when it comes to Vlahovic. We'll see. This, it might be, you know, to find the value here, you have to go on a comfortable Juventus win. You might want to go for a Juventus to win 2-0, which pays plus 100, doubles your stake, but maybe put a half a unit here. Okay, the previous two games, the Juventus played at home against Spezia, always 1-0, 1-0 last season, 3-0 the season before. But, you know, it is hard because it's a midweek game, of course, and this when the changes of formation might come. But, you know, my first pick for this will be, yes, Juventus to win 2-0 comfortably, maybe in a low-scoring game, half a unit plus 100.
Okay, that's the selection here. Juve to win 2-0 plus 100. Are we still going with a minus 175 on the Asian handicap? We think that's a little bit of value as well.
Yeah, I think that there is value here, considering that Juventus have won the other game 3-0 against Sassuolo without being a scintillating performance. And if you take into account how well they play the first half in against Roma. But to mention something about Spezia, this is the best start of Serie A they have ever had. In the previous two seasons, they only got 3 points and 1 point. Now they got a point, but you know, last year they were the worst away defense with 41 goals conceded, and they've lost a good defender in Erlich. They lost 3-0 against Inter 2 weeks ago. They were really passive. They really didn't trouble Inter at all. And I wonder whether they're going to go there and kind of repeat the same kind of game or no. The manager has took some beating for not being able to trouble Inter, but you know, only 4 shots on target for Spezia in the first 3 games at home. So it doesn't look like they're scoring a lot. And yes, okay, against Sassuolo, the first goal was maybe a little bit lucky. The second was a penalty from Zola. So yeah, a Juventus win or with 2 goals margin can give you half of your stake if you go with the minus 175, which is still plus 104.
Okay, you can split your stake, you can do what you want. Those are the two bets for us. Juventus to win 2-0, plus 100. Juve on the Asian handicap, giving away a goal in 3 quarters, plus 104. Let's move on to Napoli against Lecce. This is in the game, again, Wednesday night. Napoli minus 385, very short price favourites. Lecce plus 1050, draw plus 530. Overs, unders here. 2.5 is the goal line. Plus 112, minus 155 for over and under, respectively. I think, and this is us included, that across Italian football bettors, Napoli let everyone down when they failed to score in their last game at the weekend. We had them, I think we went over 3.5, I think, didn't we?
Yeah,
I saw so many people looking at goals for Napoli. I can't believe they let us down. I looked back at the stats. First time they haven't scored since March. First time they failed to score away from home since October of last year. So we're moving away from goals, Daniele, for this one. What do we like?
Well, it was 15 games consecutive they scored and they didn't score against Fiorentina. But to be fair, they found it really hard to keep possession in Fiorentina's half. Credit to Fiorentina. They were coming after a midweek game in the Netherlands and they were really intense. They gave Napoli some troubles. I'm pretty sure they're going to be at least 5 or 6 changes in Napoli's lineup. We'll see Simeone from the start, Raspadori, who had good 20 minutes in Firenze from the start, probably also Dombele. So for this one, you need to dig deep, really, and look at the stats, making more of a game number, if you like. The first one I like, it's the corners market, because Napoli are top four corners taken in Italy, 21, so it's very easy, 7 corners per game. Lecce, not bad for a newly promoted team who played Inter and Sassuolo, 13 corners, so on average is 4.33. So if you go for the over 10.5 corners, which basically is saying the teams should do what they've done so far, it's good. It's plus 155, so over more than double your stake. And why? Because, you know, Napoli playing at home against small teams got us used to very big results in the last 2 years. For example, last year they beat 4-1 Salernitana, 3-0 Napoli, 2-0 Cagliari, 2-0 Venezia. And they were dominant performances where they do attack, create a lot of attacking phases. And as a result, they take corners. And, you know, even if they do make changes in the, on the bench, they imagine the game is stuck at 1-1. They will bring Osimhen, they will bring Kvaratskhelia. So they will create, they will stretch Lecce defense, they will cross balls into the box, they might produce corners. And, you know, Lecce are not that passive, if you like, as a team. You know, they show some good spirit, and, you know, they got a good draw against Empoli as well. So my first pick is over 10.5 corners plus 155.
Okay, that's the first one. And your second one is sort of corner related as well here, but you've gone goals on top. Just in case Napoli revert to type, you've gone goals and corners. What's this one?
Yeah, that one is over 2.5 goals and corners over 9.5. So a bit less than what the teams are doing. On average, this is plus 180. So it's very high. So I'm going to go for a half a unit. This is a more speculative one, because let's not forget Napoli used to have and had last season a very good defensive record, but not at home, only when they played away. And, you know, I think Lecce could nick a goal. You know, they're not, it is a sort of team that, yes, is newly promoted, but they're not giving up or playing the right way. Try to keep possession as well. Some good players, Banda, Cisse, Strefezza, Bristrovic, they might not be the most well-known in international football, but I think Lecce recruited well. So over 2.5 goals, considering you know, Napoli are still the top scorers in Italy with 9 goals, 6 different scorers, and total corners over 9.5 plus 180. Bearing in mind, Napoli, so far, the teams have taken most corners in Serie A.
I think what's key as well, and you mentioned it briefly there, it's what Lecce do against the bigger sides. And yes, they played against Inter, they forced corners in that game. And if they can do that in a game against Inter, they can generally do it against any of the top teams. You've got to have both of these teams contributing, I think, when you're looking at total corners, when you're looking to go overs. Because even if one team gets an awful lot, you've got to have the other one. He's got to play some sort of progressive football to do it. Can't have a low block. Lecce don't do that. We've seen it this season. Narrow defeat, of course, at the hands of Inter. So over 10.5 corners, plus 155, over 2.5 goals and total corners over 9.5, plus 180. That's our angle in for the Napoli-Lecce game. One game on Thursday we're going to look at. This is Atalanta-Torino. Atalanta minus 139 to win it. Torino plus 410 seems a big price, plus 285. The draw over and under 2.5 here, minus 150 over under plus 110. Torino unbeaten in 4 in all competitions with that Coppa Italia win as well. Atalanta 2 wins from their 3. We're both away from home. You're signing with Torino here, Daniele.
I am, and I kind of like, I think that the odds for Atalanta are way too low for a team that last season have struggled a lot at home. I think it's no wins in the last 8 games at home in all competition. They drew with Milan. The last home win was in February. And I like the Torino double chance, or if you like, the Asian handicap plus 0.5 at plus 120. Again, half a unit, speculative, because, you know, Torino have got a very impressive start of the season. Perhaps not many people believe they were going to be in that position, but the 2 away games they won were against newly promoted side, against Monza and against Cremonese. You know, it's not a team that used to win a lot away from home. Actually, they won the first 2 away games for the first time since 76-77. That season, they were playing with the Scudetto on the chest because they won it the year before in great fashion. And, you know, they won the last 4 away games, including last season. So if they go and win this one, a 5th game, that would be a record which they hold since 1946. So, you know, this tells you that, you know, this Torino side, despite a lot of improvements with Juric and being really, really aggressive, you know, is he's not used to really go and win away. But it is a Torino side that I like it. You know, they're playing well. And, you know, we got a lot of players. I think they got a lot of players from the Balkans, including the manager, Juric, of course, is a Croatian. Radonic, Vlasic, Vojvoda. Kind of got that kind of drive and passion and guile from former Yugoslavian teams. You know, talented, but at the same time, they show the fight. And some young Italians like Ricci, midfielder, imposing himself. So if you look at Torino, if you think Torino could continue in the good form, I think it's not crazy to think they could get at least a draw here. So that's why the Asian handicap plus of 0.5 plus 110. Bet alpha unit, be on the cautious side, of course.
You've got the draw and you've got Torino winning going for you if you play the Asian handicap plus half a goal, double chance. You know exactly how to play this one. We're siding with Torino. We're also siding with goals as well on this one. And you've got a nice related contingency here that'll pay just over even money here, plus 102. What do we like here?
That's the classic, both to score and over 2.5 goals. Let's start with the numbers. All last five games between these two sides, home and away, Torino and Atalanta, over 2.5 goals. Four out of the last five games, they've been over five goals. Last season, they finished 4-4. It was at the end of the season anyway. Four out of five of the last five games, both to score. So, you know, normally there are goals on this one in the last three seasons. Coming to Atalanta, 7 points, but not particularly impressive so far. Actually, against Verona, a bit of a boring game, you know. 21 different players attempted a shot on target. Expected goal, only 1.05. So very, very imprecise. The lowest tally in Serie A. It took a wonder strike from Coop Miners to break the deadlock. I wonder, you know, Atalanta, they are riding the luck a little bit. Verona hit the bar. Sampdoria hit the bar and the post twice against them. They still, those, you know, go down in the stats as clean sheets. But, you know, stats sometimes, they lie. They play a very low rhythm. I think Atalanta, they got a big work in progress cartel written there. Gasperini is trying to find the right chemistry. There are a lot of players that I think they're not playing in their normal position. You got Toloi playing left back, Bog on the right, Muriel on the left. I'm not sure the partnership with Zapata really works. And we mentioned before the very poor home record last season, the very poor defense at home pretty much always in the last two seasons. So yeah, considering, yes, also the high scoring trend with these two, both to score and over 2.5 goals, doubles your stake, plus 102.
Plus 102, double your stake and a little bit more. We've wrapped up all of our four tips for you, four games that we've got tips in officially. But there are games on Tuesday and a lot of the big hitters, a lot of the big teams are in action here. Milan away to Sassuolo, Inter at home to Cremonese and Roma at home to Monza, all playing on Tuesday. There's an awful lot of bettors that are going to look at those three games and think the parlay here, this could be easy money. It's around about plus 134 if you roll them up to a parlay, a three-team parlay, minus 159, minus 715. That's Inter at home to Cremonese, minus 385. Would you want to back the parlay at 134 or not? Just give us your thoughts on those three Tuesday games briefly, Daniele.
I think it's something that you can back, but I wonder if we can find something a little bit better. Starting with Milan, for example, which is unbeaten since the last 19 games, is the longest streak in the major leagues. So Milan to win doesn't pay amazingly well. What about Milan going on the Asian handicap minus one? So winning with two goals margin, which pays plus 102. Because, you know, they won the last three there, the last three games. Last season, they won the Scudetto there. And, you know, I can see there won't be much rotation because Origi and Rebic are still injured. But, you know, the Catellera and Leao against Bologna, they seem to have a good partnership. And I think they could win this comfortably. So Milan on the Asian handicap, minus one, plus 102. Inter Cremonese. When it comes to Inter, it's been a tough week. Also because Lukaku is injured. He's going to miss the derby. He's going to miss Bayern Munich. I'm not sure who's the best partner for Lautaro could be, whether it's going to be Correa or Dzeko. But on the other side, they play Cremonese, who plays the good stuff, good football, but they concede quite a lot. Radu, which by the way is a former Inter keeper, is the busiest goalkeeper in Serie A so far. He's the one who's made more saves. I think Inter will win this one, but not comfortably. So why not going on the Asian handicap plus 2.5 for Cremonese, which means minus 130. So that means if Inter wins 2-0, you win the bet. How good is that? If Inter wins 3-1, you win the bet. I think it's a great value. And finishing with Roma, look, I think when Mourinho said Abraham was horrible against Juventus in the first half, although he scored and in the second half, I think he doesn't really think he was horrible. He just wants to motivate him a little bit. Abraham to score is plus 100. Dybala to score is plus 114. He hasn't scored yet, so that's nice. What about Roma win and Abraham to score plus 120 for a team that normally does it really, really well against small teams at home? And they'll go into this game, you know, with good confidence after a good draw at Roma, although the first 45 minutes were totally forgettable and Monza looked very shaky.
Yeah, they do indeed. Interesting. Lovely to see Tammy Abraham doing the interviews in Italian as well. Fantastic. Yes. That he's like, just brilliant. Love him. So we're looking for Tammy to come good in that game for Roma against Monzo. Get with Milan on the handicap and Cremonese against Inter with the handicap, as Daniele just explained. That wraps it up, Daniele. I know that your Twitter handle is at DFICI.
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed. Let's get those numbers up.
They're getting up.
Are they? I've not checked, actually. I daren't look. Danielle, the midweek round, and we've got a weekend round as well. So we're going to be back on sort of Thursday, Friday. We'll work something out for our schedule, won't we? Brilliant stuff. Danielle, many thanks. That wraps up the City Hour weekly podcast. There are midweek games across a lot of the leagues, so watch out for those. We're across the lot on the Bet Rivers network here, and make sure you are across at Because We Win for details of all of our podcasts. From myself, Dan Roebuck, and from Danielle Fisichella, it is goodbye. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Serie A on the Bet Rivers Network.